Bert's daddy died, he bought all the estate from the other children, bought each one of them a share. Mm-hmm. And just first of this year, he's given it away. He gave it to the children. Mm-hmm. Gave each one 60 acres apiece. We kept 10 in this house until we pass on.
So I guess you had close to about
400
acres.
Yeah. Right. We had 380, more or less.
Uh-huh. And the Roddenberrys would be one of the, really the older,
oh yeah, he has
a, families.
His granddaddy lives, I mean, it's buried down here in West Upchoppy, mm-hmm, Cemetery, and he died in, let's see, he died in 1901. Yes. And he had 22 children.
22.
He had 3 wives during his life and 22 children.
That's why there's so many Roddenberrys. How much education would you guess that your parents had?
Honey, they didn't have any. My daddy could just write his name and that was it. And my mother couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
They had to work so hard, they said, when they were young, because they didn't have time to study, had nobody to help them. Mm-hmm. That means a whole lot. If you have someone just to show you a little something, you can go on with that if you want to. Mm-hmm.
Is that pretty much what you've done, would you say?
Or yes, it's what I've tried to do.
Your children teaching you?
They've helped a lot.
Do you subscribe to many magazines or do much?
Yes, I always get magazines. I just told girls last night that I had to renew my subscriptions.
What type of things do you read?
I read Reader's Digest and Better Homes and Gardens, uh-huh, and the Farm Magazine, mostly. Mm-hmm. I never did read these just comic books. I can't find any fun in them. And now I can't read anything because I can't see well enough. I can see the headlines. I went to Gainesville a few days ago to this doctor down there. And he told me I'd never go completely blind, but I'd get to where I couldn't see anything but the headlines of a newspaper. So it's just about that way.
What sort of work did your parents do?
They were farmers. Just made enough food for themselves. Might have had a little to sow.
And do you remember much about your grandparents?
No, I really don't.
Where would you say your grandparents on your mother's side were born? Would you?
They were born in Ivan. That's a little community above Crawfordville.
Ivan?
Yeah, I-V-A-N. And my daddy's people, parents were born, I'd say right around here somewhere. Mm-hmm. I really don't know.
How much education would you guess your mother's people had?
They didn't have any, honey, just like I told you about my mother. She didn't have any.